The story goes like this. In the year of our Lord, 1291, the Christian crusaders in the Holy Land were retreating in advance of the Muslim armies. And in Nazareth was the house where Mary had been born and grown up, which was the house that became her home with Mary, with Joseph and Jesus. And this had become a site of great pilgrimage for Christians in the Holy Land. But God did not want the house to fall into the hands of the Muslims, despite the fact that for 500 years before the Crusaders showed up, the Muslims were there. But I digress. So in 1291, God sent his angels to pick up the Holy Family House of Nazareth and fly it over to what is now Croatia. And it stayed there for a year or two and thought, that's not the right place. So once again, a host of angels picked up the house and flew it to a much better place, Italy. And in the little town of Loreto in central Italy on the Adriatic coast, the Holy Family House remains as a center of pilgrimage. Here's the best part. In 1920, the Pope made Our Lady of Loreto, the patroness of the house, the Holy House, he made Our Lady of Loreto the patron saint of airline passengers, and there's more, and pilots. The patron saint of pilots flew the Holy House to Loreto. The Catholic Church has a lot of problems. It has a lot of problems. But we still have the best stories possible. You may not buy into all the exact historical details of the Holy Flying House of Nazareth. But the meaning behind it is true. Something can be true without exactly being completely historically factual. Because what our spiritual ancestors knew is that being close to Jesus is the whole point of our faith. We get tied up and mixed up and confused, and we think, well, it's about these bishops and it's about the catechism, or it's about... No. It's about being close to Jesus. And that house represents the closeness and proximity of Jesus. Because what is Christmas other than this absurd faith that Jesus entered into our time in a particular time, in a particular place, in a particular culture, in a particular family? That is what we believe. And yes, is that the exact house? I don't know. But remember, he grew up somewhere. He grew up in some house. As Luke tells us, he went down to Nazareth and together with Mary and Joseph and his family and his extended family and that community. He grew in age and wisdom and favor before God and before all. That in that holy place, that sacred home of the Holy Family, that's where Jesus was formed and grew and began to understand who he was and what his Father had for him. And all those pilgrims who for centuries have gone to Loretto want to be close to that. Just as God has become so close to us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, the only real response we can give is to be close to. That we too seek to be close to the Lord who is so intimate, so close, so near to us that he became as we are. Our stories matter because they reveal a great deal about who we are and who we desire to be. This wondrous season, when all are called to be close, as the shepherds were sent to be near to the manger, as the magi on their way who notice the star and seek to be close to the newborn king of Israel, we desire to be close because our God has come close to us. And that changes everything. And that makes everything different. The incarnation, the becoming one with us, is the central truth of what we believe about who God is and therefore who we are. Christ shares in what we are. And therefore, we share in who he is forever.